The last words of the book of Nehemiah, Nehemiah 13, verse 31, remember me, O God, for good. Asking God to remember our good works is just as appropriate as asking him to blot out and remember no more our confessed sins. And the reason that it is so crucial that God remembers our good works is because our reward in heaven is going to be predicated upon them. In Matthew 16, verses 24 through 27, Jesus clearly teaches that there will be degrees of reward in heaven based upon works, just as there will be degrees of punishment in hell. Our own society recognizes degrees of guilt and punishment. In the wrongful taking of human life, one might be convicted of involuntary manslaughter, voluntary manslaughter, murder in the third degree, the second degree, the first degree. The guilt increases with each of these categories, and so does the severity of the corresponding punishment. God also recognizes degrees of guilt and intends to punish the lost in proportion to the severity of their guilt. Jesus said in Matthew 11, verses 21 through 24, that it will be more tolerable for some in the day of judgment than for others. Then in Hebrews 10, verses 24 through 29, we're told that some will receive a much sorer punishment, worse, sterner, or heavier punishment than others. And then in Luke 12, verses 41 through 48, Jesus said that the servant who knows the master's will and does not do it shall be beaten with many stripes. However, the servant who does not know the master's will and does things worthy of stripes will be beaten with few stripes. And so this continues the thread of teaching that says the greater the opportunity, the greater the guilt, and the greater the guilt, the greater the punishment. But the converse principle is true as well about rewards in heaven. Jesus said in Matthew 16, 24 through 27, that he will reward every man according to his works. Now, if you have a dozen people working for you and you pay them according to their work, it's unlikely that you're going to pay each of them the same amount. There's one passage in the New Testament that confuses the issue just a little bit, and that's in Matthew 20, verses 1 through 16. It's the parable of the workers of the vineyard. And there are some who believe that there will not be degrees of reward in heaven because of this parable. The workers in this parable receive the same payment, regardless of how long they work, whether they worked 1 hour or whether they worked 12 hours. And so they were not paid according to their work. Now, this parable teaches some very important lessons, but it does not teach that every saved person will receive exactly the same reward in heaven, because Jesus says clearly, unequivocally, that we will be rewarded according to our works, Matthew 16 and verse 27. The word reward, according to the analytical Greek lexicon, means to render a due, to pay a debt. And it is not to be confused with salvation. Salvation is not the payment of a debt. God doesn't owe us anything. Salvation is a gift, and we receive it when we obey the gospel of Christ and abide faithfully in him. I think Paul makes this distinction pretty clear when he wrote to the Corinthians in 1 Corinthians 3, verses 13 through 15, and in 1 Corinthians 9 and verse 1. Paul told the Corinthians that they, as his converts, were his work. And he goes on to explain that the quality of everybody's works is going to be tested in the day of judgment. And he said, if you remain faithful until the judgment, then I will be greatly rewarded for that. However, if you fail to remain faithful, I'll not lose my salvation, but I will lose the reward I would have received if you had remained faithful. And so you can see that in this context, there's a difference between reward and salvation. And Jesus assures us that if we make it to heaven one of these days, it will be because we have obeyed the gospel of Christ faithfully with all of our hearts, and we have abided in him faithfully. But once we get there, the reward that we shall receive is going to be predicated upon the kind of a life that we've lived here. In Matthew 6, verses 19 through 21, Matthew 19, verse 21, Matthew 25, verses 31 through 46, Luke 12, verse 43, Jesus says that good deeds and sacrifices made for him become treasures in heaven. And Paul says in 1 Timothy 6, verses 17 through 19, that being generous and rich in good works builds treasures in heaven. Obviously, there are going to be some people in heaven that have done no good works. Little infants, little babies. What about the aged man who lives in a distant mission field? He's never heard the gospel before, but he attends a mission meeting and he hears the gospel truth and he responds to it. He obeys it. He's baptized into Christ and then dies shortly thereafter. Is he going to go to heaven? Absolutely. I mean, is he going to step into the eternal kingdom? Yes, he is. But the reward that he shall receive is not going to be the same as the devout Christian who has fought the good fight, finished the course, kept the faith, and abound in works of benevolence over a long lifetime. We don't know what heaven's going to be. You know, John says so in 1 John 3 and verse 2. He said, we just don't know. We don't know what it's going to be. Some expositors believe that the environs of heaven will be the same for everybody, and that some will just have a greater capacity for enjoying it. That's all speculative, of course, and we can speculate all night. But I'll tell you one thing that's not speculation. One thing we know, Jesus has promised to reward us there according to our works. I wrote 2 or 3 articles about this on the back page of the Old Paths Advocate a few years ago, and I got quite a response from it. And I remember one in particular was an elderly brother from Texas, and he is no longer with us, passed away in the past couple of years, but a man I greatly respected. He was very well read in the scriptures. We talked about this a couple of times. And he said, you know, Carl, he said, I just can't really grasp this concept of degrees of reward in heaven. He said, you know, I've thought long and hard about this. He said, I'm just going to tell you frankly, I don't worry about degrees of reward. He said, what I worry about is just getting in. He said, man, I just want to be able to get in. Just to be able to step inside the gate. That's what I'm concerned about. And he said, if I can just step inside, God can do with me whatever he wants to. Put me in a shack by the wayside. I just want to get in. Well, I had to confess to him, you know, I feel that way myself a lot. But what a wonderful inspiration to know that when we get there, the Lord has promised to reward us according to the works that we have done here. Well, in view of that, I say to you tonight, don't grow weary in well-doing. Continue to abound in good works. Don't be discouraged and dismayed if people don't seem to recognize and appreciate what you do, as though they are writing your virtues in the dust. God knows, and he has remembered, and he has promised he will reward you. I love the way Paul put it in 2 Timothy 1 and verse 12. He said, I know in whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him until that day.